You could argue that Monday night's result, Steelers over the Tampa Bay Bucs, was a market correction game. Tampa Bay, too, another good team, but they're not they're not going to win all their games this year, and the Steelers hadn't won a game yet. So,
righto.
Would you agree?
Yes.
And I know it was a close game, and Tampa Fitzmagic did not run out, contrary to what some dunderheads would have you believe, and Mark Kreider. You're not a dunderhead. By the way, on
tapped out.
Okay, on the whole visor thing.
Yeah.
So you want a visor to keep the sun out of your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't want to wear a hat because you want...
Sure.
Sunglasses. Have you ever heard of sunglasses?
There's nothing like having real shade over your face.
Okay.
Not to mention, if we're just talking about exposure, your face is totally exposed all the time if you have on your shades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you have on a visor or a ball cap, you get face shade.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not worried about the top of my head. Top of my head's fine.
Huh, okay.
It's the face exposure, right?
All righty.
Whitey, you got to come on. You got to give it a whirl.
No,
your visor will change your life.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Whitey, throw the top down,
if
man.
If we, you know, with one
put
of our
bets,
on. And at some point, probably next week, I got to eat these sliced ketchup because I lost the belt bet. But at some
not
point.
Not yet.
No, it's, yeah. Congratulations.
I mean,
really,
I know he had surgery and all, but.
That would be something that, to me, that would be worth bet. I don't know what you'd have to do, but if I lost a bet and had to, like, golf in a visor. Ugh,
oh, come
it
on.
I shudder to think about it. So that would be.
You must really think I'm a fool if I think to believe that that would be a punishment.
No, it would be for me.
To wear a visor?
Yes, for me. And I know you wear it. You're a visor guy. I'm not a visor guy. Gruden's a visor guy. A lot of football coaches, golfers, visor guys. I'm not a visor guy.
Okay.
Wouldn't want to wear a visor.
All right.
Anyway, what are some market correction games that we can expect this week? That is, you can look at them and say, yeah, it looks like it's going to go this way, but market correction due, so it might go the other way. I think the one that leaps out at you here, if you look at it that way, the 3-0 Miami Dolphins against the 1-2 New England Patriots.
Yeah, and that doesn't even mean that you're buying in the Patriots. It's just that you're saying the Dolphins are due for a market correction.
I know it looks that way.
It does to
New
me.
New England has real problems. New England they worked out Jeremy Curley today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that the Patriots offensively are having issues. And I think Miami, I know they had some injuries last week. Miami defensively very efficient this year. I think it's going to be a tougher game for New England than one would think.
Mm. I don't think anything for New England in these first several weeks is going to be particularly easy. But I think that's a major market correction, where the Patriots not only win, but win pretty handily, and the Dolphins are just simply they're just not 3-0 good. And I know that sounds really vague, but the truth is they're likely to go up to Foxborough and struggle. That's it. That's really all it is. They struggled against the Raiders.
But that's what they do. I mean, when they win games and are close games and they win. That's kind of what they do. Minnesota at the Rams. Rams undefeated, but they've lost their two corners. Minnesota, you know, is a dreadful game last week. They can't be that bad. Is that a potential market correction game?
Well, I don't think so. I think the Rams go ahead and win the game. But I don't think that it'll be a Rams blowout. So it might be a mini correction. I don't think it'll actually be a win-loss correction. I think the Rams go 4-0.
Yeah. Minnesota, their offensive line looked so bad last week. Part of that was because they either had to or they decided to throw on almost every down. But six.
It seemed like an active decision. Now, once they've, you know, you get down a quick 17-0, of course things change fast. But I really do think that was their game plan.
How about this as a potential market correction game? Cleveland at Oakland.
I'm 100% in on that.
Really?
Yeah. That's a market correction game. The Browns got a huge lift, but it's really more about the Raiders. Like, the Browns got a huge lift that I think, you know, they'll probably come back to earth because Baker Mayfield won't play brilliant possession after brilliant possession for four quarters. But it's really more about the Raiders, I think, they played better in their loss. They're still... We talked at some length about what went wrong for them in Miami. But the truth is they played better, and they probably, to me, that, you know, getting their first clean shot at Baker Mayfield with time to prepare for him, that sets up as a Raiders correction.
I just think they're – you know how I feel about the Raiders this year, and I resent that they're leaving. I guess, schadenfreude, kind of enjoying that they're struggling here.
Yeah.
No offense to Raider fans, but – their defense is legitimately awful.
Mm-hmm. I got one more I just want to ask you. What do you think about KC? It seems like Kansas
City.
Okay.
Had it circled as kind of a potential MCG, market correction game.
Feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, Denver plays pretty good defense generally. The game's in Denver.
Yeah.
It's Monday night, big crowd.
That no team in the history of football has been as good as the Chiefs have looked at times this year.
Right.
Nothing against them, but come on.
Right. Nobody's that good. Right. And for that matter, Mahomes isn't going to play flawless football. Mahomes isn't going to play 16 games like the first three. So
They remind me of the Warriors. You know, the Warriors, the whole thing we talk about over and over, pick your poison, you can't cover them all, and that's kind of what the Chiefs have going right now.
Yeah.
Not just vertically, but as we discuss horizontally, and it's like, you just can't cover everybody. They're too fast.
100% true. The one thing I think that the Broncos can do, I think the Niners had the right idea of trying to bring a little bit more pressure. They were tentative about it because they just don't have the talent in the backfield, and you hate to leave guys out on islands. And then they had injury problems, and I think it went away. But I think the Broncos can do it. I think the Broncos can bring really legitimate pressure and probably quite often. And you know Andy Reid already knows that, but it's just for Mahomes it'll be a different experience.
That, to me, if I had to pick one game, what do you look at as a market correction game? I think that would be the one I'd pick, and I know most people probably would pick Miami at New England.
Yeah, that's the one I think probably is the easiest one to see.
I believe in Miami's defense, and I believe in the struggles the Patriots are having so far. When they get Edelman back, we'll see.
Yeah, well, Edelman isn't going to fix everything. There's a lot of other stuff going on there. I mean, it's really shocking to see the Patriots receivers unable to separate. Just straight can't do it. And Edelman fixes a little of that, but didn't fix the rest of it.
You're with Gronk's brother, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. All right, Gronk, he's rightfully frustrated, right? Because if you're going to cover him with a couple of guys, then someone should be able to get separation.
Coach Belichick, Gronk's brother says that it's not fair. Gronk's getting double covered because your receivers stink. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm focused on the Dolphins, getting ready for this week's game. I'll talk about last week, last month, last year, anything else.
Okay with you that his brother throws on radio?
I'm working on the Dolphins. We're working on the Dolphins. We're getting ready to play the Dolphins. Huh. I'm talking about last spring, last year, or anything else.
Last spring? I don't think his brother even referenced last spring. And I read Gronk's brother's comments pretty closely here. I don't see too much about last spring in there.
And now Crides.
The Rise Guys present, Is That a Thing?
Yeah, I guess it's a thing.
I got to ask you, you're Mr. Baseball. I'm watching a heck of a game, crackerjack of a game between the Red Sox and the Orioles.
Yeah.
And there's a pitching change. There's a number of pitching changes in the game because it was 19-3.
Yes, there were.
But they have a pitching change there, and instead of showing the pitcher come in, they had a little interview on the Red Sox telecast.
Okay.
They had an interview that had taken place, I don't know, early in the day or yesterday or sometime prior, with Dustin Pedroia, okay?
Okay.
And then there is a graphic, lower left of the screen, says, pitching change bonus content. So my question, I'd never seen that before. Pitching change bonus content during a baseball telecast, is that a thing?
My God, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Rob says yes because he says they're going to get it sponsored at some point.
Yeah, I think it might be. That's
pitching change bonus content.
That's exactly what you would do if you wanted it sponsored, is you'd go ahead and build it out and say, look, this is what it looks like. We go to a really cool interview or a funny snippet, you know, from something earlier in the season that we meant to show and we never did. And that kills, that'll buy us probably six pitches worth of pointless warm-up. And you can sponsor that, right?
I kind of like watching a guy warm up and just it gives you a sense of the flow of the game. But pitching change bonus content is a thing, huh?
I think it just might be, yeah.
All right.
It just might be.